Welcome to South of King's Landing, the Explosion Network's House of the Dragon After Show, where we discuss and break down each and every episode of The House of the Dragon, Season 1. My name's Dylan Blight, and joining me, Hand of the King, Ashley Hobley.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here to talk about weddings and crabs.
I thought he was going to say crabs, but yeah, there we go. This week's episode is called Second of His Name, directed by Greg Yatarns, written by Gabe Fonseca, and Ryan J. Condal. Synopsis of which was Daemon and the Sea Snake Battle, the Crab Feeder. The realm celebrates Aegon's second name day. Rhaenyra faces the prospect of marriage. What do you think of this third episode, Ash?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a bit slower than the previous ones, you know? But, you know, it went out with a bang, like with the stuff in the seasides. I feel like the time jumps are not helping you connect to the characters a great deal, you know. Suddenly it's 3 years ahead. Alicent's got a second child on the way. It's like kind of awkward. You know, it feels like there's so much time in between that's missing that you kind of wish you could have seen. So, yeah, it was very much a talky episode where they're like, the whole thing is, Rhaenyra, you need a husband. You know? You need to get married. But, you know, there were some nice moments throughout the episode. But, yeah, I feel like it was a little bit... It wasn't as good as the previous two.
I think it's my favorite episode of the season so far. I like the way they're doing the time jumps. I feel like they tackle it, like, especially this episode. It's instead of having you go, oh, how long is it? Like, it's very cleverly just as soon as the episode starts. They're like, on his second name day, you're like, okay, it's been 2 years. You know, like, it's roughly 2 years. They very, like... Like, they get it out there straight
you
away.
Don't know. You don't know how long it took to conceive.
It's roughly 2 years later. It's fine. So I like how they, like, get that out there straight away. You get the information out there and stuff. And overall, I feel like this episode just really does a great job of explaining or, like, giving a lot of personality. You're saying, like, we're not getting to know the characters, but I feel like this episode does a great job of, like, giving a lot of personality to
Think we're not getting to know the characters. It's just, I feel like there's stuff missing.
Well, it's like, what do you really want to spend two more seasons getting to see the 2 years in between or like get where we're going?
Yeah.
Like, no. Fuck no. Like, just a bunch of Rhaenyra brooding around and.
Yeah.
Like, this episode, no. We're good. I like the way they're doing the time. It's fine to me. I feel like my favorites. The thing with this episode is, and I feel like we're getting close to King Viserys just dropping dead sometime soon, but I feel like my favorite thing this episode does, and it's been evident every episode, and the thing is, him as a king, like, he's just impossible at, like, because the whole, like, he came in at this time of peace, he's incapable of making hard decisions and, like, having any sort of... like, actually taking his hand and saying, like, this is the way, I'm the fucking king, do whatever I say. Like, everything he does is about 2 to 3 years later than it should be. And then he, like, the one big choice he's made in the entire time we saw him was obviously to make Rhaenyra the heir to this, whatever they call it, heir to the throne. That's, like, the biggest thing out there. And even that, even with him at the end saying, I swear on your mother's memory, I will never go back on that. Even I'm a bit like, like, it's just like, he's such a little bitch of a king, I tell you. Like, he really is. Like, this whole episode is just everyone just like complaining, like trying to tell him what to do. He can't fucking say shit. He won't do, like, he's such a, yeah, he's just like,
I mean, he's a classic politician, you know. He's more concerned with being liked,
yes, you know, 100%
actually doing his job,
which is funny
it's
to watch
about approval we're so ratings to, and not,
yeah, we're so used to Targaryens. The complete opposite of that, but here is a Targaryen who is 100% more interested in trying to make everyone like him and he kind of knows that, because like he has that scene with Alicent where he's like saying, like, I'm afraid that if I do something to help someone else, it'll piss someone else off. And it's like, well, yeah,
that's how it works.
Like, being in a position of power, like being the fucking leader of a small business to a fucking entire like realm is like, you're going to piss people off, but that's why it's supposed, like the job's supposed to be done by someone who can make these decisions. Meanwhile, you've got Damon over here, like who I don't think says a fucking line this entire episode. No, I don't think he has any
dialogue this episode.
Yeah, I don't, which is, this is what I'm saying, I really like this episode because he doesn't need dialogue. You know what he's thinking, like, because you've had two episodes prior to understand how his mind works. And his mind is, he wants to win this fucking war on his own back. Like, he wants to do it. He doesn't need the king. He wants to prove to everyone, like, he's the big man. And then up comes this ladder, and it's like, oh, the brother's sending help. And then he beats absolute living shit out of that dude. And you know why. It's because he's pissed off. And then because of that, he then just marches straight up with this suicide plan. And that, it just goes full fucking ballistic suicide mission to beat Crab Feet or whatever his name
Shout
is.
Shout out to
and
the, works. Have you seen the meme going around, you know, Damon, you had a zigzag.
Oh, no, I saw that too. Rickon Stark. Rickon Stark did not. Which is true. All he literally needed to do is move left or right once or twice and he would have been totally fine. Dumb fuck.
He only had one arrow coming at him.
He had one arrow. Motherfucking Damon dodging like hundreds and gets his twice. Like, that's a pretty good ratio. Damon has literally no dialogue, but you get a clear understanding of who he is. And like, he's willing to make decisions. He's willing to take risks. He's willing to do all these things. At the same time, you then have Rhaenyra, who all the hunting stuff in this episode reminded me, I think, like Game of Thrones season one, what they go hunting in like the third or fourth episode as well, which is where Stannis or whatever, no, not Stannis, fucking whatever, the original Baratheon king. Isn't that like, it's like the third or fourth episode.
I don't think
episode,
you ever see the hunt.
No, but you know he gets, they go
hunting.
Yeah,
he goes away. That's why I was concerned about the deer. I'm like, is this how they're going to kill him as well?
Nah.
You're going to stab him and that deer's going to like stick his...
No. You know how he's going to die. They've been teasing it for episodes, which is he's going to die to these fucking malignant wounds that he gets from sitting on the fucking Iron Throne where he keeps cutting himself on it. But they keep trying to say, oh, the skin, you know, like it's infected, but maggots, she'll be right. <It's> just, you know, so... but then you have Rhaenyra, and I think all the stuff with her was really good. Like, just shows, like, you get from the outset of the episode, you knew how she's going to be with her friend, ex-friend, I guess.
Yeah.
And now her stepmom.
Stepmom, yes.
Yeah, what an awkward
I thing. Love that scene in the, where she's just reading.
Reading, and then, like, she knows, like, because old mate who's doing the song is, like, my, your Grace. So she knows, like, she's there, because she's referred to as a princess. So, but she doesn't even look up. She's just like, did I say stop playing? Like, yeah. It's like by order of the queen or what if like they get to play all this power battle bullshit to send that poor bard along.
Just making that bard play the same song over and over again, song. Though, as you're reading.
Yeah, it's like just pressing repeat on the CD.
Yeah. Card,
so it's fine. Loved it. So I liked how Rhaenyra goes out and you get to, so her and Damon in the episode, like, after having different scales of battles, but both covered in blood, willing to get their hands dirty to a degree. Her battle was, of course, one of survival.
A little bit.
Like, bit different. Small, like, she didn't march. Yeah. She didn't march out there looking for it. But however, she, when push comes to shove, she absolutely fucking won.
She stabbed that
pig. She beat the boar and she fucking stabbed it to pieces. And Damon stabbed a lot of people to pieces and then cut old mate in half. But that
I mean, I'm just gonna say it. They did the crab eater dirty.
Why fuck him, little creepy fuck.
You know, you build him up to like an episode and a half and then, you know, he gets killed off the screen.
No, I feel like you knew he was never.
You build him up as this threat.
You're viewing the I feel like that's the thing. You're constantly looking for threats that aren't gonna matter for the show. The show's what's the show? Called House of Dragon, right? The show's about the fucking Targaryens, and it's about them. It's about their inward fighting. You know, we're not going to spend a season of them fucking fighting some dude called the Crab Feeder, right? You're looking for the wrong. You're looking for the wrong show. wrong show completely. I like how
they
Rhaenyra
took.
Stuff.
This is exactly the same as how they took the Night King out pretty easy.
What, the Crab Feeder?
Yeah,
you're going to be exactly the same as the Night King.
Yeah, let's go for that.
Two episodes of having been mentioned, seen on screen like for a total of 10 seconds across two episodes.
Yeah.
Totally the same as the Night King.
He'd been holding him off for 3 years.
two episodes, seven seasons. It's fucking close. I think you're onto something.
I think it's the same. Yeah.
Don't know about that at all. Yeah, and all the Rhaenyra stuff, like with her trying to be married off. Like I like the way it ends at the end with Viserys like saying, you know, like you got to get married. Just fucking pick someone. Just do, pick someone yourself if you're not gonna take anyone I want. All this sort of stuff. So. See how that goes. Also, it was fucking creepy as fuck when the real enemy of this show, Sir Otto Bullshit Hightower, comes up and says, I'm just going to say how I feel. I reckon you should marry your, what, 16, 18, however old she is, I don't know, somewhere around there, I guess. Daughter. Well, she says she's of age. What's of age? Yeah.
I think they say 17, so.
Okay. You're going to marry your 17-year-old daughter to your 2-year-old newborn nephew. Son.
Oh, nephew. Yeah.
Well, he's his son. So,
I mean, I thought he was going to suggest himself. So, I mean,
no, I mean, yeah. To which Viserys literally like doesn't say no. He just like, goes, what? He's just turned two. it's not the problem that
it's not the incest thing.
Well, the incest thing is no problem with the fucking Targaryens. We know we know that the Targaryens married themselves. That's part of their family history. So, but two, come on, fucking bit young, isn't it? Yes, I liked all that. I like seeing also shout outs to, what was the other thing I was going to say before I forgot it? I don't know the character's name, but the son of the Storm King or whatever his name is, like going off with his dad. I was like, yeah, fuck you. Go off. You know the older dude? You know, the one who was on the council tried to marry his daughter off, who last episode, that one.
Yeah.
Then his son was there, the like younger one or whatever, part of the tower. Yeah. Like that. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you pulled on while I've been going off over?
No. A lot of people have been pointing out Australian actor Ryan Corr, his character.
Yes.
Ryan Corr was in the show. His facial expressions when looking at Rhaenyra. It's been a major meme going around the internet.
Is it? Why?
Because it's weird. It's a weird look.
Is it? Maybe I
should. He plays the son of Lionel Strong, so he's the good council member who like suggests that he marries Rhaenyra off to the son of the sea serpent.
I can't even see him. If I Google it, not even up here. Rip. Yeah, I don't remember him looking creepy. I remember seeing him in the show and being like, oh, that's a Ryan Corr.
Yeah.
Probably, which only Australians, I feel, would know.
Would understand, yeah.
But, yeah, otherwise. That fight at the end, though, that was fucking awesome. That was a very huge scale, our first huge scale House of the Dragon fight that we've seen. And in a post-Game of Thrones world, I feel it's kind of crazy that, like, to see a fight of that level that ends with a dragon and not be like, man, this is such a huge moment. It's just like, it's such a normality because of the time period we're in where, like, the dragon being there is such a normal thing. But I really like the way it was shot and everything. Daemon just going off, like, charging in there.
Oh, just the like opening of this episode of the dude, like, praising Daemon for coming in. It's like, save me. And then
he's like, save me, my prince, or whatever. And then, like, fucking slam dragon just, like, crashes him in half. Yeah, he got saved. But yeah, I like the way, my favorite thing was the way the fight was edited was just the constant cutting to the Crab King and just, or Crab Feet or whatever his name is. And just, like, the way they framed the shot so you could always tell that he's, like, he would peer up at the sky. And then motion for more people to come out. Like, every time he would be like, no dragon, no dragon. All right, send more people out. Like, that was I like the way it was all sort of put together. That
choreographed,
was
kind of cool.
Yeah, their plan worked. Pretty cool. Daemon took a arrow to the knee, but.
Yeah.
Should be right.
Still fight in the future.
Man, it'll be shit if he can't fight. Like, what fucking use is he at that stage?
Well, he doesn't need to fight anymore, right? He's built his reputation off this. One moment.
Yeah, but he likes to fight.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
he does.
Next week's episode is called King of the Narrow Sea. So
I think that's what they're calling Damon.
Really?
Yeah. Because he won the war there. You know what I mean? So
they're going to call him the king of the narrow sea?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, fair enough.
I mean, the people. I mean, nobody with actual power. Yeah.
No. And next week's episode should be, follow rumors are to be believed, the last episode with the young characters, Emily, Carrie, and Millie Alcock.
Yeah.
That'll be a sad time. Rest in peace.
Rip. Those actors. Rip to these young versions.
Rip to these young versions. Hopefully we'll see them again. Maybe not.
Maybe. Right, maybe we'll, you know, like I said, they could always do a flashback. They've jumped periods, so.
No, it's only forward. It's forward and forward only. Don't you want to get to Olivia Cook?
Sure, but yeah.
But she's trying to kill fucking, what's the name? Emma Darcy?
Yeah, maybe.
That's how I presume that's going.
Do we? Yeah, it's kind of weird there. Just the relationship between Viserys and Alicent, you know. Hoying her husband and stuff, yeah, it's weird, but and then Otto still kind of manipulating her to manipulate the king into, you know, naming Aegon the actual heir.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, we're a Google search away from the answers to all these questions, but
yep.
I'm good. But what I'm presuming, based on the episodes we've got previously, and all the red herrings and whatever you want to call it.
That kid ain't living.
Hey?
That kid's not going to live.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. So I at least see this. This is the thing. They say it in this episode. Once King Viserys dies, and this is what the dude's explaining to, Otto's explaining to Alicent this episode. Once he's dead, it doesn't matter, like, if she was named.
Yeah.
Like, the kingdom's going to be pissed off. She's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I feel like the writing's on the wall for there. So, yeah, I feel like I can sort of see where this is going. But, I feel like it's all just like chess pieces being put into place until Viserys dies. And Viserys is going to die due to his wounds. Like, that's been, like, shown.
Foreshadowed
since literally the first episode. So, that makes perfect sense. But, yeah. And then we'll see what goes from there. We are going to reach a point here, though, where we will stop time jumping, though, is the thing. So,
yeah.
Which probably I presume is once they get to adults, once they change to the adult characters, actors, actresses.
Yeah.
I presume that's we stop time jumping.
It'll slow down at least. It won't be several years between.
Yeah, no, it won't be several. Like, yeah, weeks, months. I don't know what normal time jumping in the show is, but we won't be skipping ahead like years between episodes once we swap, I think. All right, that'll do it for this week.
We'll say one last thing. People were very excited about pugs in Westeros. Pugs are a thing.
Just means they die horrible at some point. Just keep nice things out of the show. I don't just either watch that deer or whatever antler thing die. That was horrible.
It was pretty hard.
That poor thing screamed out.
Yeah, what do you think the symbolism of the white deer coming to Vernia? I think that's important. Or it was just,
She doesn't kill. She doesn't kill for sport. She just kills for.
Okay.
Yeah. She kills a boar. They eat it. They try to attack them. He kills a fucking. He kills a fucking poor helpless
deer that's been trapped.
By other people and held down by other people. It's not really fair. So.
Yeah.
At all, he's like, I'm here to hunt. It's not really hunting, is it? You got five other dudes holding it down. You fucking come in with a spear and kill it last moment.
Well, I mean, the other people hunted it.
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't do shit. He just got drunk. Typical king bullshit.
Again, that's why I was worried that he was going to get killed by that deer because he was very drunk. But, you know, I'm sure two kings wouldn't be killed by on a hunt, so.
He's going to fucking... You're right. Next episode, they'll be like, well, I'm going to chop your arm off because the fucking disease is spread.
Oh, my God. Look at this blood loss.
I'm fucking dead. The other council is over for this week. Join us next week on, of course, South of King's Landing. Check out all our other podcast exposure up to com at the moment, including if you like fancy stuff, The Lord of the Rings Extended. We are talking about Middle-earth over there. All new Marvelcast, we're talking about She-Hulk at the moment. And what do you want to watch for everything movie, TV, and media, including the upcoming Emmys? We've got a bunch of rewatch spoiler casts for Emmy nominee shows. Check all that out. And until next week, goodbye.